Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIBI's Daily News Show, and thank you all for always being my ear. On today's episode, I chat with Nicolas Vigneault from the Société de Protection des Forêts contre le Feu, SOPFEU for short, about the current situation in Quebec in terms of the forest fires that have been affecting the province since the beginning of June. While the situation has improved, according to Nicolas, the fight is not over. Concerning future fire danger is completely unpredictable. According to Nicolas, as of the last couple days, there are no active fires in the estuary region. An open fire ban was set in place in the region and across the entire province, but this ban has recently been lifted in the region. But, as emphasized by Nicolas, fires are completely unpredictable and the public needs to continue to be cautious. He provides some insights into what the SOPFEU is currently doing in the province to contain the fires and provides tips to the community as to how they can play their part in avoiding more fire breakouts. Nicolas, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat with CIDI. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So we are here today to provide our local community with a better understanding of the current situation in Quebec in terms of the forest fires that have been affecting the province as of late. There were various regions in the province that were and still are being extremely impacted, and there were some areas where people were even evacuated. So I was just wondering if you could update our listeners on the situation here and what areas continue to be impacted here in the province as of right now.
Yeah, actually, the western part of the province to be affected. The northwest of the province is affected. And we've got 106 fires that are still active. 29 of them are out of control. But the situation is getting much better than like a week ago, where we had almost 150 fires that were really active, very aggressive. Of course, in the eastern part of the province, like Sept-Îles, Baie-Comeau, Northern coast, the situation is getting very much better because of the rain we had at the end of last week. We had a little bit of rain on the west part, but not that much rain that we expected, actually. But we've got a lot of people, like firefighters, coming from the outside. We've got 100 firefighters from France. We've got almost 120 firefighters and staff, management staff, actually. Coming from the USA, and they're in the field right now. They're helping us quite much. And then we've got firefighters, almost 150 firefighters coming from Spain and Portugal. So it helps quite a bit. Now we've got more, almost actually, 1,500 firefighters and management staff in the field that are helping us fighting these pretty aggressive fires. But as I said, 106 active fires is a pretty good situation, actually. We haven't seen that for a while yet. So it's getting better, but the fight is not over. It's far from being over.
Yeah, so it's really an international effort here to make sure that this doesn't spread any further and make anything worse.
Yeah, and it is the situation for other provinces as well. There's a great solidarity all across the world, actually, because, you know, there are fires in Quebec, but there are fires also in British Columbia. Our own firefighters were in Alberta when the situation struck in Quebec, so of course we brought them back. And there's a federal agency that is coordinating the foreign help for all the provinces, and of course we collaborate and we want to make sure that all the provinces have sufficient staff. This is a federal responsibility, but for us in Quebec, the SOPFEU is working really hard, and we are really pleased to have that type of help that is coming from the outside. And we just renewed actually some of the help of the USA for several days, so that's pretty nice. As well, we've got four planes that are coming from the USA. We have water bombers that are in activity, mainly in the western part of the province. Some of them are in the eastern part, but There's just quite a few. Most of our staff are planes and helicopters, because we've got 74 helicopters operating. Their mandate can be different. Some of the helicopters will just transport like firefighters and the crews in the fields, and some of them are going to drop some water on the fires itself. So there's a great collaboration. It helps us to control the situation right now.
Definitely. And do you know, I'm just curious, do you know how many fires have broken out in total in the province?
I don't have this precise number, but actually it's more than 400 easily. And what you have to notice is just June 1st was pretty turning point for us. Just before, like at the end of May, we had around 15 fires that were active in the province. But on June 1st, there were thunderstorms all over the province, and within one day, actually between 12 to 18 and 24 hours, we had 123 fires that were lit by lightnings.
Wow.
So that was a turning point for us, because usually with our own staff and our planes and firefighters, we can fight 30 fires at the same time. Like, it's not a problem for us. But of course, when you have 123 fires that are alive in a single day, it turns the situation all over, you know. It's mm-hmm. like it kind of became out of control.
Yeah.
So our priority at that time was just to protect the communities and the specific infrastructures that are really essential. You're talking about hydro and water supply, and so we had to protect the communities. And the good news is that the communities in the western, the northwest part of the province are all protected so far. So the strategy was working, had been working pretty well since the beginning. And now with this, like so many firefighters in the field, we expect to maintain the control of the situation as far as the protecting the community goal is going to be aimed.
Now, since we are located here in our lovely region at the Eastern Townships, I'm just going to steer the conversation a little bit more to the local level. And I just wanted to know how the situation has affected our region here over the last couple of weeks. Were there any active fires in our area? I'm not even aware of that. I was just wondering if it affected the eastern part of Quebec in any way. Southeastern, I guess I should say.
Yeah, but actually I don't have this precise information, but what I know is that when we looked at the map over the last few few days and last week, there were no fires actually in the southern part of the province, like Bas-Saint-Laurent. We're talking about Estrie, and all these regions weren't affected because of the rain, of course. These regions have received over the last few days, and like the thunderstorms didn't strike that much as it did in the northern part of the province. When you look at the map of the subfoot, you can see that all active fires are in the north part of the St. Lawrence River. The south part has been pretty lucky, let's say that, over the last few weeks, actually. It's really the north part of the St. Lawrence River that has been affected over the last few weeks, especially the Abitibi region, Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, and the Baie-Comeau and Sept-Îles region that have been affected over the last few days, even since the beginning of the season.
Okay, and I was wondering also, did the SOP, FEU, put any restrictions in place?
At a certain moment, of course, it wasn't allowed to do fires, like fire pits, all across the province. But as far as I know, actually, the access to the forest was permitted for the south part of the province. It was the northern part of the province where the access to the forest was prohibited, and it was prohibited for several days. It affected the forest industry, of course, the mining mining industry, and now like the restrictions are almost all lifted, except some areas like Shibugamo, where the fires are still quite active, and a little part of the north coast. But for most of the territory of Quebec, of the province, actually, now the access to the forest is permitted.
Okay.
But you can look at on a map, actually. It's all on the subfoot map. You can go on internet and you'll see where you have access and where you don't. But now, today, we're talking about restrictions that are really not that much, actually. We've got less restrictions than we had a few days ago because the situation just got better. Yes. Especially with the rain that we got in the eastern part of the province and even the center, like Saguenay-Lac Saint-Jean, they received quite a little bit of rain, and so the situation is getting much better now.
I'm glad to hear this. Now, I was wondering, this is a great leeway into my next question. Does the SOP FEU expect the situation to get better throughout the summer, or are we looking at other potential future restrictions and potential fire danger this year?
Well, actually, it's impossible for us to predict that because, of course, it depends of the so many factors, like so many elements, just like weather, thunderstorms, and everything. So, as I said, like before the beginning of June, like at the end of May, everything was under control. There was no problem. It was a regular season, and the situation changed dramatically within 24 hours. So it's just impossible for us to say what the future is going to be. Hopefully, the rain will help us to maintain the situation in control. So that's what we expect. I can talk about today, which is actually with all the firefighters we've got in the field, we expect to be able to get lots of fires under control or maybe contained, because we've got three steps. It is, a fire can be contained. It means that we expect that it won't progress unless some different elements like thunderstorms or extreme heat changes that situation. So that is when the fire is contained. When it's mastered, it means that we're sure, no matter the elements that is coming, that it's not going to be progressing anymore. And the extinguishing operation are the last step we do. With what we do when the fire is mastered is just we can look the hot spots with drones especially, and we send some firefighters in the field just to extinguish those hot spots, and then the fire is considered as extinguished at that time. But that process, you know, can take several days, and with the situation we have right now, we expect that, of course, we will have several weeks of work to extinguish all these fires that are alighted in the province. As I said, hopefully Mother Nature is going to collaborate during the summer, but I guess now you understand why I can go with predictions for the whole summer. We just follow the situation day by day. We've had people who have been working now for 24 days in a row, and we've got to give some rest to some of our firefighters, because actually they can work 24 days in a row, but after that they got to have at least 2 days of rest before beginning another shift. So with the collaboration and solidarity we see right now, we're quite proud of our operation and the success we have in the field.
Now, I wanted to ask how people could play their part in avoiding, you know, any future potential fire breakouts. I didn't know if you wanted to comment on that a little bit and perhaps provide some tips for people as to how they can be cautious whenever they're dealing with either having a fire or something of the sorts.
Yeah, of course. If you've got a fire pit, it would be much better to have kind of a grill that can avoid like some fire just to go up in the woods or whatever it is. And of course, if you're doing a fire, which is good, and we understand that a lot of people like camping and everything, and they want to have a great summer. We understand that, but make sure when you go to bed that the fire is totally extinguished. Don't let it unattended. recommended. Just make sure that everything is extinguished before you go to bed. And of course, you've got to have a regular and standard fire pit. Just don't do fires without any fire pit whatsoever, because, you know, something can happen really, really quickly. And make sure that also, maybe people didn't know that, but actually, if you're walking in the forest, it's in the law. It's prohibited to smoke while you're walking in the forest or whatever it is. So if you want to smoke, of course, make sure that your cigarette is totally extinguished in a proper way. So don't just put it in woods and think that it's going to be extinguished by itself. So, because we've got, and same thing for the bottles. People don't think about that, but of course, if you throw a bottles, like some bottle in the woods and with the sun, it can start a fire like this. So just make sure that you bring back your bottles at home and that they stored pretty safely. Just don't let it in the nature like that. It can light a fire very, very, very quickly, especially when the sun is pretty strong and the temperature are extreme.
Well, thank you so much, Nicholas, for providing those tips. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
No, I think everything is fine. We just wish you a great summer. Eventually, we'll get out of this situation successfully. We're quite confident.
Well, thank you so much again, Nicholas, for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Have a great day. My pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.